and adore the Lord. Today a great light has come upon the earth.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the town of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "He is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the sky opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Gospel of the Lord. From the first reading from the letter of St. John, he mentions that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. When we learn catechism, we know that when we are baptized, you die with Christ and we are risen with Christ. Become a new man, but something more. You're just baptized, it's not enough. You have to follow the footpath of Jesus. That means to say, you have to love as Jesus did love. That's why Jesus, he told his disciples, "Love one another as I ever loved you." So if we do not love, we cannot say that we are renewed. Renewed is only once. It's every moment. If this moment you don't love, you're dead. Only one choice, love. God is love. When we see you choose God, that means you choose love. That means when you love your brother, it's not easy. Love yourself a little bit easier, but love your neighbor, not all the time. But Jesus invites us, learn from me, follow me. So it's you need the grace of God. That means it comes from prayer. We need to ask. We believe that what is impossible for man is possible for God.